Welcome to Dutchess Connects, a unique podcast created for entrepreneurs and small business owners who want cutting-edge strategies that create powerful connections, which lead to profitable relationships. Your host is Peg Duchesne, the Dutchess of Networking. If you're tired of having a drawer full of useless business cards, buckle up, take notes if you can, and welcome Peg Duchesne.
This is Peg Duchesne. Welcome to a podcast edition of Dutchess Connects. So think about it. The year was 1985. A young man named Ivan Meisner had a vision. 11 years later, in 1996, an even younger man named Jerry embraced Ivan's vision. BNI was formed 35 years ago in Southern California, where a group of men gathered to meet with Dr. Ivan Meisner and discussed how they could help each other grow their businesses. Within a few short years, BNI was making its way across the country and into Canada, making it an international organization. Let me tell you how happy I am that my friend Jerry brought BNI to Maryland. And to DC too, by the way, 11 years after BNI was formed. That was two dozen years ago. And for those not good at math, that's 24 years of BNI right here in our neck of the woods of Maryland. I have had the privilege of knowing Jerry Schwartz since 2007, when I first heard of BNI and attended a meeting. Wow, was it an eye-opening experience. I hope that you understand the power of the Business Network International and the way BNI is changing the way the world does business. Jerry built BNI across the state and throughout the District of Columbia. A few years back, he divided his territory and now focuses on half of the state of Maryland. His territory, known as BNI for Shore, that's the number four, and Shore, like down at the ocean, S-H-O-R-E, BNI for Shore covers the eastern portion of the state of Maryland, Anne Arundel County, along with Cecil County, Carroll County, Harford County, Howard County, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and all of the eastern shore. Jerry is the perfect person to be our leader and the executive director for BNI. He truly cares about the success and well-being of each and every person he meets. Whether you're in a small business, a solo business, or a large business, Jerry has lots of knowledge to offer. So here on this podcast, Dutchess Connects, we talk about connections and marketing and referrals and staying connected. And Jerry's leadership, his drive, and his guidance has been instrumental for the success of BNI, not just here on the East Coast, but across the country as well. Jerry mentors BNI executive directors and collaborates with longer-serving executive directors, is recognized as a true leader in BNI, living the BNI motto, which is givers gain. So I'm so thrilled to have my good friend Jerry as my podcast guest today. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Peg. I'm so excited for being here. And since this is a podcast and nobody can actually see us, I should have let everybody know that since I've been doing this for 24 years, I must have started when I was 15.
I think that's about right. So what I'd like to do, Jerry, is talk about what got you involved in BNI 24 years ago. If you would take a few minutes and tell us the story of how you were introduced to BNI, how you came to know Ivan Meisner, what prompted you to bring his terrific organization to the state of Maryland and to DC. I'd love to hear that story and for our audience to hear that story. So take it away.
Sure. Well, 24 years ago, a gentleman by the name of Don Morgan, he's the National Director of Canada, and along with his wife, Nancy, they had started BNI a little bit before this, and I had known them from some previous businesses many years before. Don had told me about this concept of business people getting together to find qualified referrals for each other and really making long-lasting relationships. And at the time, I had several businesses that I had been part of, and I thought this was just such a unique concept, but it seemed something very localized. I could never envision how large it would be. But, you know, to help Don out, I said, let's bring it into Maryland. Let's bring it into the Baltimore area. Let me see what we can do with this. Well, it didn't take me very long. But once I started seeing how much business people needed and how they needed to have the connections, today's competition, just like back in 24 years ago, is so strenuous that it's important to know that there are people that have your back, that are going to make the introductions for you and really be able to help your business grow. So back 24 years ago, I thought I'd take a kind of a leap faith and decide, hey, you know what? I am going to try to bring this into the Baltimore area. And it was interesting because it was actually an instant success. And then eventually I took care of the rest of Maryland and into the DC area as well.
Thank you so much for sharing that story. I did not know that BNI Maryland had its infancy in a connection with our cousins to the north in Canada. That's very fascinating. Thanks for sharing that with me and the listeners. So I know you said it was an instant success, but I'd love to hear a little bit about the challenges you had in the early years of bringing BNI to this part of the United States.
Well, I think the biggest challenge was in the previous businesses I was in, I did not have the connections that I guess most business people would have as far as knowing, you know, all the CPAs and the accountants and the lawyers and the realtors and everybody else that's in a typical BNI chapter. So one of the challenges was, how was I going to meet some people? And it wasn't that simple that I just decided to put the shingle out and everybody said, I'm going to join. It had to be a little bit of salesmanship. But what I did was I went to Chamber of Commerce events. I got friendly with the heads of all the chambers. I let them know what I was trying to accomplish and how I wanted to help their members. And really, it was just face-to-face meetings. Face-to-face meetings, shaking hands, telling people about what we were trying to build and what we were trying to achieve, and getting them involved and just seeing how it would progress from just a few people until the group started growing larger and larger. And before you know it, now all of a sudden, more people were buying into it. But you can never give up that face-to-face meeting, being belly-to-belly with somebody and showing them how you're going to be able to help them, their business grow.
Well, that's fascinating that you bring up shaking hands and face-to-face meetings, because here we are. We're recording this podcast on April 2nd of the year 2020, and the world is experiencing this COVID-19 pandemic. And no one has ever seen anything like this coronavirus before, and the effects it's having on business and on families across this country and, of course, around the world. So we're not able right now to do these face-to-face meetings and shaking hands and the kinds of things that have made BNI so successful. But I'd love to talk a bit about how the organization of BNI, which is now in over 70 countries around the world, has been able to pivot and make rapid changes so that the BNI members in the United States, in Canada, across the 70 countries we're in, can remain safe and healthy, but can stay connected with those business professionals they formed a relationship with and continue to strive to be successful, not only in their own business, but by passing referrals to their colleagues through this new platform of BNI Connect that we're just beginning to implement. So can you talk a little bit about that cutting edge technology that we're using?
Absolutely, because I've never been more proud of an organization and BNI than I am right now. You know, we stepped up to the plate. Really simple. We saw this need that people really couldn't get meeting face to face. People were having a lot of challenges, having challenges with their business, having challenges trying to find new business, and actually losing their business. So what we did was every single BNI chapter in the world has their own Zoom account. And it's one of the premium accounts so that they'll be able to actually have face-to-face meetings on Zoom. Obviously, we can't touch each other through Zoom, but we can actually see each other. We're having our regular meetings. They're a little bit modified. We're having ways to be able to build each other's businesses through the Zoom account and actually have a platform that members can like meet individually with each other, meet in groups with each other. And so technology and innovation is a core value of BNI. And it's one that we've actually, you know, made sure we have our traditions in BNI. We do the same things that we've done for many years, which is our philosophy, as we talked about earlier, of giver's gain. And this one of these traditions, you know, as that we have in BNI to keep things going and to be on the forefront of whatever technology we need, through our BNI app, through our BNI University, and now by having this super platform for members with the Zoom accounts. And I have to tell you, So far, this has only been about a week and a half now that this has already been in place right now. However, business is happening. Members are connecting. Referrals are happening. People are visiting the chapters. So I am super excited about what we can do in this difficult time.
Well, I can't agree with you more in terms of sharing the pride in the organization. I'm thrilled to be a director and working with you in the Southern Anne Arundel County area of Maryland that I work with a number of chapters. And I, too, am seeing referrals being passed, and it's just truly successful. I want to go back for a minute and talk about when you were first getting started bringing BNI to this area, and you said you went to chambers of commerce and really tried to tell the story and paint the picture of what a BNI meeting would be like. And I know when you go to a chamber meeting, if you're a real estate agent or an insurance representative or a mortgage lender, those accountant, a CPA, lawyers, usually at a chamber event, there's two dozen real estate agents in the room. So how is BNI different for those kinds of people in a BNI meeting versus a chamber?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, in a BNI meeting, we only allow one person from each profession to join a particular chapter. That's what locks out your competition and gives you the exclusiveness that no other type of meeting will ever have. So you will be able to do that. Once we get able to get back to face-to-face and actually meeting with people and shaking hands in the chamber events, well, one of the advantages that realtors in BNI have is rather than being one of the 25 realtors in the room that are trying to sell every single person in there, what they like to do is make connections with other fellow BNI members, invite them to their meeting. It was interesting. A realtor one time I asked at a chamber event, that's actually just about 6 months ago, how can you come to these chamber events? Obviously, there's all your competition here. He said, I never tell anybody about my real estate business. I just invite them to my BNI meeting because when they come to my BNI meeting, they understand the type of relationships that I'm building and would like to build with them. And that gives them the leg up on all their competition.
That's terrific. Well, one of the things I like to do in these podcasts is to give some networking tips for our audience and making connections. And we talked already several times about the motto of BNI, which is givers gain. I would love for you to tell the story to our listeners about the farmer and the seeds. Could you tell that givers gain story about the farmer, Jerry?
I would be more than happy to. It's one of my favorite ones. It's about a Nebraska corn farmer. And if anybody's ever been to Nebraska or lived in Nebraska, corn is like their major industry. It's the thing that they're most proud of in Nebraska, and they should be. Well, this one farmer happens to win the blue ribbon every single year for the best corn in Nebraska. And, you know, that's a pretty big honor that they went over and over again. And you can almost imagine that when the reporter was coming to interview this farmer, the farmer was really kind of taken back, didn't really understand, like, why am I being interviewed? I'm just doing my job. And so he started explaining a little bit, and the reporter finally found out from him, then the farmer said, well, that's actually not my best corn. And so the reporter said, well, what do you mean? You got the blue ribbon, but that's not your best corn. He said, no. I take my best corn and I grind it up into seed. Well, that made sense to the reporter. You take your best corn, you grind it up into seed, and you plant, and of course, you're always going to win. And the farmer said, no, you got it all wrong. I take my best corn, I grind it up into seed, I put it in these big barrels, I put it on my truck, and I give it away to all my neighbors. Now the reporter, you can imagine, is totally confused, does not understand why this guy is winning all these ribbons, and he's giving away to all his neighbors. And so the farmer explained, in order for me to have the best crops, my neighbors have to have the best crops. You know that flecky stuff that flies up in the air, you know, when you see cornfields? Well, that's what pollinates the fields. And if I give corn to all my neighbors and their fields get pollinated and have the best corn, then I'm going to do that as well. You know what? In BNI, it's very similar. It's about farming. It's not about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships. It's about learning what your neighbors have, what your fellow business people have, and their needs, and how can we work together as a team to be able to make sure that everybody prospers and everybody, you might say, has the best corn in their industry.
I love that story. Thanks for telling it again, Jerry. You know, we talk about BNI being a long-term game and not hunting or fishing, but farming. And it's all about planting the seeds of our relationships and years down the road, reaping the harvest of that hard work. So thanks again for sharing that Nebraska farmer story with our listeners.
Absolutely.
So I always like to say the fortune is in the follow-up. And I know you're a terrific follow-up person. When you go to chamber events, you always reach back out to the people you've met. You're always inviting them to different BNI chapters around your territory. Talk a little bit about some of your follow-up tips that you could share with our audience today.
Well, one of my favorite follow-up tips that I always do is when I go to a chamber event, I'm very fortunate because as the executive director, I have different directors, like Peg is one of my directors. And so my best follow-up method is I say, hey, Peg, I met these 10 people. Go follow up on them. But actually, you know what? I find that follow-up is so important. And if you don't do proper follow-up, it's going to really kind of hurt you in the long run. When you go to a chamber event, once we're able to kind of finally get back to chamber events or any type of business event, you're going to collect a bunch of business cards. But what are you going to do with those business cards? That's really kind of the difficulty I think most people have. Most of the time they put a rubber band around them, they throw them in their drawer and they say, wow, what a great networker I was. I collected a bunch of business cards. But here's what I like to tell everybody. You need to categorize them. You know, you have the ABCs. First of all, if you meet somebody and you know, this is a really good connection for you and you want to be able to kind of really connect with them well, you're not selling business at the event, but that's going to be an A category. And you put an A on their business card and put some notes on the business card because you want to connect with them within 48 hours. And I will tell you that every A business card I get gets an email from me the same day or the following morning. And then they're going to get a follow-up phone call for us to meet or whatever our next steps are going to be. So immediate action is important. The second set is you're going to meet some people that they're good contacts for you, but they're not good contacts right now. You don't really have the time to follow up with them. So be honest with them. You're going to say, I'm going to put a B on my card here, and I'm going to get back to you in 2 weeks, or I might not get back to you to 2 months. Whatever the time frame you want to get back to them, tell them right up front, hey, Peg, let's get back together in a couple of months when my schedules open up a little bit more, and I think we can really help each other. Here's a real trick. You actually call them up in that 2 months period of time when you said you're going to do. That just floors them because they're so surprised that you actually did that follow-up and it becomes a really good contact for you. So you want to make sure you kind of really be realistic and honest with people as you're talking to them about when you're going to follow up. Oh, by the way, the C is for those people that you really didn't want to meet. You just took their card to be polite and you just kind of, it's kind of C is for see you later. Put them in your back pocket and you'll throw them out later.
I have a different strategy. I like to have my C cards be connect with them later. So I'll reach out to them either on social media or send an email or make some point of touching them at some point down the road, not within the 72 hours or the 48 hours or the 2 weeks or 2 months. But I love the platform of LinkedIn because it gives you insight. It's like a spider web. It shows you the 2 and 3 degrees of separation, not just the people you know firsthand, because you never know who they can introduce you to. So instead of the circular file, I like to add them to my list of contacts that maybe isn't a immediate need or a sort of the medium range. But like I say, you never know who they could introduce you to. So I like to have my C's a little bit different, but I love that you shared that with us, Jerry. The ABCs is so much more than always be closing, right?
You know what, Peg, you're such a much nicer person than I am. That's why you're going to do that follow-up. But also you're the message therapist. So that's why you make sure you take care of all that.
Thank you, Jerry. Well, one thing I really gleaned from that ABCs of business cards is that piece about set the expectation, whether it's 2 weeks or a month from now, and then actually follow through. And I agree with you. People will be floored. You remind them where you met them. You remind them what you talked about, which is the note-taking on the card. Do you mind if I write on your card? People are going to say, no, I don't mind at all, because that means you're listening and paying attention they appreciate that honor you're giving them while you're in their presence. But then exactly when you say, how about if we connect in about a month or two, and then you follow up with them, they're like floored that you actually do that, because not many people do what they say they're going to do, especially if it's a long range plan. And then you're right, Jerry, they become, you know, connections that will lead you to more business perhaps, or something like that. So, well, Jerry, we're sort of running up close to the time we're wrapping up. I'd love to open the floor to, is there anything else you'd like to share with my listeners? Any little networking nuggets you haven't yet mentioned but would like to before we close out?
Well, I think we've mentioned it a little bit here today, but, you know, networking isn't just about passing out a bunch of business cards. It's about building up relationships. The main thing is, as you're meeting people, as you're connecting with people, whether it's online, whether it's through a Zoom call for these days and age, or eventually when we get back to actually meeting people, remember, it's honesty. It's being truthful with what you're looking to try to do. It's about not just trying to find a quick sale. Nobody goes into a meeting thinking, gee, I hope somebody sells me something today. So let's really be realistic. When you go into a meeting, what are you trying to accomplish? Set those goals for yourself. Think about a few people that you like to build up a relationship with, and then work it through. And remember, it kind of goes both ways. You know, nobody, just because you walked into a room, it doesn't mean you deserve to get something from somebody. You have to earn it.
Thank you so much, Jerry. If people want to get in touch with you, what can you provide some information about how they can reach out to you directly?
Absolutely. The easiest way, of course, is always to email me. And it's simply Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, at BNI, that's BNI, Business Network International, the number 4, and S-H-O-R-E, Shore, the seashore. So Jerry at BNIforSure.com is the easiest way to get a hold of me. Our website, of course, is BNIForSure.com. And I'd love, you know, if anybody has any questions, or if they're looking for a BNI group, whether it's in Maryland or anywhere in the world, I pretty much have the connections that I'd love to be able to connect them to.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for all the wisdom you've imparted on the listeners today. I hope that they understand the concept of that Nebraska farmer and sharing the goods for the better of the world. I think we need that story today more than ever. And I can't wait to get back and network face to face, so I can not only give you a handshake, but a big old hug. Thanks for being my podcast guest today. This is Peg Duchesne with the Duchess Connects podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon. Thank you, Jerry. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Duchess Connects with Peg Duchesne. Whether you are a veteran small business owner or new entrepreneur, networking is a key part of effective business growth, and you deserve to maximize the results you get for the investment of time you're making. For more powerful tips and strategies to make your next networking event a huge success, connect with Peg at www.duchessllc.com. See you next time on the Duchess Connects podcast.